You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? Yes, I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more. But blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Well, we are now in hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges. Katie Whalen has joined us. She's our health reporter, and we're going to talk about all things healthy. So I guess in Katie's book, she has to leave me out of this discussion. And she did tell me during the break she'd be kind enough to do that, and that's just fine by me, Katie. My thanks go out to Bob Griswold for joining us in the first hour. His website, again, is readymaderesources.com, and thanks to Dane Wigginton. And also I want to thank my partner, Jim White of redlistnews.com, for recommending. Paul Preston did as well, too, from Agenda 21 Radio. They both kind of contacted me at the same time, says, you need to have this guy on. And boy, were they ever right. I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight, but I sure learned a lot. And Dane's information is just overwhelming. That's really how I would describe it. So thanks to Dane for joining us. But we are now officially in our health segment, and it is increasing and growing in popularity. And if you haven't heard it before, this is your first time listener, you're about to find out why. Katie, what are we talking about tonight?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm healthy, thank you.
Good. That is so good to hear, Dave. You've improved.
It's more than I can say for part of my house tonight, but I am healthy. You know, I should mention too.
Good.
Someone just sent me an email and said, "Where do you broadcast from?" I'm broadcasting from my house, which I have a studio in the house, and I'm in the rural deserts north of Phoenix, Arizona, in a secret underground location. So if you want to find me, you can't.
A bunker. A bunker. Well, we are officially in the health report, and I have something a little different tonight. I have some great news, and it falls in line with what Dean was talking about. I know that was overwhelming. But on an individual basis, for the time we have left, I have hope. And tonight, I'm going to cover... I've been on the show just about nine months. And I got a letter, an email from someone who's been listening to the show, and she decided she was going to do something about some of her health issues. So she's followed some of my advice, and I'm going to read a long but very interesting testimony from her. And I want people listening to this to understand that this is you. This could be you. And how committed one must be to turn their health around. But it's possible. This is just incredible to me. So it's a woman named Kathy France, and she lives in Wyoming. And she said, "I listened to Katie Whalen's health report on the Common Sense Show in February of 2015 when she talked about Dr. Tashiro in Denver, Colorado, and how he uses energy medicine to find people's ailments and continues going deeper and deeper into the body to determine what is causing the health problems. Now, I did a three-part series in February on energy medicine and field control therapy, so you can go back to my blog at theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com and check out those three shows. So this continues. I was very intrigued and wondered if it really worked. I was in a severe state of fatigue and no ambition to do much more than is necessary. I felt like I was just floating through life with no real purpose. I knew that is not who I am, as I have had a successful career and own and operate a family ranching business. I retired from my career 10 years ago. I was doing a lot of research and thought perhaps I was over-medicated, so I decided to work on that first. I was taking multiple medications to prevent, minimize migraines, cholesterol medications, depression medications, My father's family has a long history of depression. I was also having difficulties with acid reflux. So over a period of about 6 weeks after seeing Dr. Toshiro, I eliminated the migraine preventative medications, cholesterol medications, and reduced my depression medication by half. It seemed to really help, but then the fatigue and lack of motivation set in again. I knew I didn't want to go to a traditional medical doctor and have them prescribe more dangerous drugs, so that's why I decided, what the heck, I will try Dr. Toshiro. Besides, what did I have to lose? I went into this somewhat skeptical, but was willing to go forward with faith that it would work. My first appointment was mid-July 2015, and he uses what's called field control therapy technique. It was developed by Dr. Savuli Yukovsky in New York. He has a metal tablet. Dr. Toshiro uses a metal tablet with a probe he inserts into the tablet, and the patient holds on to the end of the metal probe. Dr. Toshiro places a small vial, energy water, on the tablet. These vials hold healthy tissue samples of the organ or system he is testing. He then asks you to hold out your arm with the hand without the probe, and the patient tries to resist his pressure as he pushes down on your arm. If you can resist the pressure, there is a match in your body. If the vial was for a healthy organ, a match means your body is healthy or strong. If you can't resist the pressure, your organ is unhealthy or weakened. I kept telling Dr. Toshiro this seemed like sci-fi to me, and he laughed and agreed, but sometimes it makes me feel kind of lightheaded and I have to sit down or lay down. Now this is energy medicine. This is amazing new science. So at my first appointment, Dr. Toshiro said I had a fungus and mercury in my bone marrow. I had a sick brain, but my memory was good, and electromagnetic fields, EMF, were damaging all of my organs. She's had a third, and this is my comment, she's had a 30-year career in the electronics business and or profession, and she was constantly surrounded by EMF, so that makes sense. He tested vials for different foods and told me to avoid sugar, gluten, rye, wheat, buckwheat, dairy, and corn. Next, he put the Neutralite vitamins and supplements and my depression medication on the table and followed the same procedure. Well, this is interesting. He said my body wanted my depression medication and the Neutralite supplements, concentrated fruits and vegetables, memory builder with ginkgo, complex for hair, skin and nails, vision health, lutein, and digestive health. He recommended I purchase a memonizer for my house to protect my body from EMFs inside my house. I'm going to have a link to this on my blog, but a Memon device changes the direction of rotation of the EMF, the electromagnetic field, from that which is opposite to the body's natural state, so one which is congruent. So getting a Memonizer, I'm going to look into that. I didn't even know about that. His office would make the remedies and then send them to me. They would be bottles of water with a dropper, and I would put one drop under my tongue and hold it for 5 seconds and then swallow. He said I could start eliminating the foods I was to avoid, and now he would send me a diet plan with the remedies. The very next day, she started on the foods to avoid. This meant, Dave, no more pizza and chocolate, which I love, and no more Pepsi.
I knew I wasn't going to get through this segment. Okay, all right. I'm going to hang myself up on the wall now. Arm stretch. Go ahead, Katie.
Well, the only thing is, I didn't say this. Someone else did, so you can't blame me. I'm single, so it was just easier to buy prepared foods and put them in the microwave, but that wasn't going to happen anymore. I carefully read all of the ingredients. I mean, this woman was meticulous. I read the ingredients on everything, even all the spice mixes, dressings, sauces, to make sure I wasn't getting any sugar, corn, or corn products, gluten, or dairy. I started drinking a lot of water. I was a little overwhelmed when I got the package of remedies. The diet was for adrenal stress fatigue syndrome. After some research, I discovered that this syndrome is often misdiagnosed as depression. Now, to me, this is my note, that would explain how many people are walking around with adrenal and stress fatigue syndrome and are being diagnosed with Prozac and all kinds of other things, which is changing their brain chemistry, which they don't need, which adds to other issues. So back to the letter. After some research, I was now on a high-protein diet, including breakfast, and needed to eat every 2 to 3 hours and snack on low-glycemic foods. I also need to spend 1 hour every day outside without my eyeglasses. Dr. Toshiro said this strengthens the pineal gland. I received remedies for vitality, EMF support, and brain support, and I was to take them on an ongoing schedule. She goes on with, she received 11 remedies, which I take 3 times, 7 days apart, in a designated sequence, 1 hour apart. Every remedy is going to have its own specific instructions, but these were hers. They included a mercury detox, support for the brain, bone marrow, kidney, lymph, muscle, skeletal, stomach, adrenal, and thyroid. Then I was to go back for more testing 2 weeks after the last cycle. The cycle made me so tired. Here's where people get stopped up. The cycle made me so tired, and it took several days to recover. The remedies make me feel kind of strange, but I can't explain the feeling. I keep getting more and more fatigued the second week after the cycle. This is common. And so my note on this was, this is a normal part of detoxing and a crucial part. The body is working overtime to eliminate the toxins. It knows what's happening here. It's given a channel to cleanse itself. So your body's working very, very hard to eliminate these toxins. And many people quit during this because they don't understand this is an important element of the detox process. And she goes on to say, although I'm still fatigued and have a lack of motivation, there are some signs of improvement. My skin isn't as dry and I don't have horrible itching. I can tell that Dr. Toshiro was correct about my having problems with my bone marrow, but I won't go into the details on this. I'm not having any acid reflux episodes anymore. She had her adjustable bed always raised and now it's flat. And due to the EMFs causing havoc in my body, I had to remove all electrical devices with the exception of a lamp from my bedroom, unplug my adjustable bed, and the Wi-Fi has to be turned off at night. Doesn't sound too difficult. I'm still thinking about the Memonizer units, but they are somewhat expensive, but maybe worth it. Sometimes even in bed I can feel electrical currents going through my body. Now I realize the feeling of pressure on my chest is from the EMFs. And it will go away if I go outside. You know, I have that too. When I've got the phone and the computer on, I start getting a headache and I walk outside, immediately it's gone. Or I'll diffuse some oils, some high frequency oils. So she goes on, at my second appointment with Dr. Toshiro, he said I had a parasite in my bladder. I thought, yeah, right. But I guess we'll see what happens. He said I had some inflammation in my heart, which could cause a heart attack. I also had mercury in my brain, which came from vaccinations. Just as a side note, I have probably had only 2 or 3 flu shots in my life. Haven't had one for over 10 years. It's hard to say how long that mercury has been in your brain. Kathy, these heavy metals never detox unless there's an effort put into it. So everyone who's had some sort of heavy metal poisoning, it's there. It does not detox on its own. So this time I received the same remedies for vitality, EMF support, na-na-na-na-na. I received 12 weekly remedies, na-na-na-na-na. So Dr. Toshiro was probably right about the parasite, especially at night. I had to urinate often. Sometimes, even right after getting out of bed, I felt this absolute urge again. I think that happened whenever the parasite irritated my bladder. I had this problem for several years, but now it's much better. I decided if I'm going to give this every possible chance of improving my health, I had better invest in the Memonizer. I called the number, and she ended up getting one. After talking to the staff, it takes care of laptops, iPads, TV, wireless phones, and car. I don't know if people are aware, but we are massively inundated with EMFs in our car, just the car itself, not when the phone's in the car. It traps that EMF energy, so we're getting a double dose. So Dr. Toshiro had told me the reason I am getting tired riding or driving the car is the EMFs. By now, I have realized that watching TV in the TV room is causing pressure on my chest. I don't feel well when watching the TV. I'm fine if I just listen to it from the other room. That's how powerful it is. And unless you're unless you're sensitive to this, and you've been educated on it, you won't even notice it. So now that everything is installed in my house, on my electrical devices, I really can tell the difference. I rarely feel electrical currents going through my body when I'm in the house, but I do on occasion. I'm sleeping much better. I still go outside to get away from the EMFs. I feel much better in my car as well. And she said, I decided to order the Memonizer wrist unit. so you can get a wrist unit so I could have something on my body when I'm out and about in town. This next part, Dave, I think is pretty interesting, because people may not realize how past emotional traumas can affect the body and hang on long after the trauma is over. And this is what energy, so much of what energy medicine is about. And Dr. Toshiro is amazing with this. On my third visit, I told Dr. Toshiro that I didn't think the vitality was strong enough, so I was so fatigued, and especially that week, the last week. During the testing, he agreed that the vitality and brain support needed to be stronger. He said he thought my body was in a stress state and wanted to know if I had, in the past, had any long-term periods of stress or trauma in my life, and asked me to explain. I told him that my parents committed a double suicide in the 90s. Then about 3 years later, I went through a very difficult divorce, and he said that would do it. He explained that sometimes when our body is in a stressful state for a long period of time, it never returns to an unstressed state or position, as he called it. He said if I could come back for another appointment, he could change the positioning for me. This time my ongoing remedies she took, blah, blah, blah. So it says, this time I will take the weekly four remedies. And then it says, I'm seeing more improvement with my fatigue. This is a slow process, she says, but it is better than putting harmful drugs in my body. This is about healing my body, not just taking a drug to compensate for the problem. My note, this woman gets it. She understands the true healing process. I went back to Dr. Toshiro for my body repositioning from a stressful state. I'm still totally blown away, almost in disbelief with this appointment. Dr. Toshiro is also a chiropractor, and he said he would be using chiropractic adjustments for this. He used a chiropractic tool instead of using manual adjustments. He just poked me with this tool in different locations. Here is the disbelief. He said he was going to talk to my body, and then he asked me what was going on in my life 22 years ago that was stressful. I told him my divorce was 22 years ago. I thought, okay, so I told you about that. He told me to think about it as he was adjusting me to release it. He poked me a few times and then said it is gone. Then he asked me what was going on 10 years ago. I said my job was horrendous and thought to myself, I never told him about that. Again, I was to think about it while he did the adjustment until it was gone. Then he asked me what was going on in 2007 and 8. I really couldn't remember. He said it was heart-wrenching, but I still couldn't remember. He did some adjustments anyway, and then told me whatever it was is gone. I was only there 15 minutes, and when I got in the car, I thought, I bet it was when I was concerned that if something happened to me, that my daughter's father, my ex, would take financial advantage of her. So it goes into all this. Well, it turns out when she got home, she looked up in her papers. It says, and I was working with my attorney and accountant on how to restructure things so that that couldn't happen, and that happened in 2008. So this is how precise this is and how...
Yeah, and what do they do? Is it like, Katie, is it like counting rings around a tree? I mean, how do they know what the time frame is?
Well, that's the art of this. It's not modern medicine. It's not... just going in and it's not practice. It is practice in a sense, but it's to me it's more of an art form. And when you understand that how the human body is all, everything is frequency, everything. And when you see the clinicals on frequency and different organs that have frequency, and you finely tune and you study and you work this field, you begin to understand. It's sort of like when you walk in and you meet somebody who's really tense and you get tense. You know, or you feel fear or you feel joy. We all have this instinct, but because of electronics and all these tools that have made it so easy for us to bypass our instincts, we don't rely on them anymore. But these physicians who work with energy medicine really fine-tune that natural, innate ability to hone in on the human body. It's like Reiki. I don't know if you know anything about Reiki.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and it's all energy medicine. So it said, sure enough, when I got home, I checked the date on her trust, and it was created in 2008. Well, needless to say, this blew her away. She said, my body does feel much more relaxed now. Before the treatment, if I thought about the divorce or some stressful thing about my job, I could feel my body get tense. Now this doesn't happen when I have thoughts or talk about those things anymore. I had to stop at the bank on my way home, and I talked to the bank president, who I also consider a friend, about my appointment. She mentioned her appointment and what she's doing, and he said, "You look different. You even look different. You have a twinkle in your eye that I've never seen before." So I'll be seeing Dr. Toshiro again in about 2 weeks. I have faithfully followed the regimen that Dr. Toshiro has given me, and I've lost 24 pounds. I still need to lose a few more. I don't think about calories or weight loss when I am figuring out what to eat. I just consider the amount of protein and what foods. I'm hoping that eventually I'll be able to stop taking the depression medications for now, but I'm told that my body still wants them. So if I have, I have about a minute. I just threw in a little note to myself here. That was the testimony. This woman understands it's a process, and she is diligent about this, and she has not lost faith in it, and she's finally beginning, after months, seeing her body respond to these practices. And that's what I'm trying to encourage people, that it, as long as it took your body to get to this state, please be patient. But, and then in terms of the depression medications, it says, although the depression meds are dangerous in the long run, energy medicine is a process of turning the body around or elevating it to a higher, healthier place. If your body is still needing certain meds, it means that there are other systems that must be healed foundationally before it is ready to release the need for stability in the upper tiers of the final healing process. So the point here is the body has a beautiful way of healing itself, and when multiple systems are down, like with any machine, each part of the machine has to be functional for the next level or parts to function. So I was using a car as an example. I mean, you put your key in, the key triggers the spark plugs, which ignites the air and fuel mixture, which turns the pistons, which regulates it switches the crankshaft. So it's the same thing with your body. Just be patient. And I have all of Dr. Toshiro's information on my blog, theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. Look for, he can give you the name of other energy medicine doctors in your city. If you call him, you can work with him remotely. But
well, Katie, don't go anywhere.
An amazing testimony.
We've got to go to break, but don't go anywhere. We're going to keep Paul for a short time. I promised him that. And then when we're done, I want to return to this because I think it's really critically important. Okay. And we also need to give out your contact information too. Anyway, let me shut up, go to break. We'll talk to Paul and we'll come back to this. Stay tuned, everybody. Well, we talk about it every week, and every week more things happen to show us that we're moving towards bad stuff. I mean, Russia's basically taking over Syria, and Obama's sitting there with his thumb in his rear and can't seem to respond, and we're being defeated across the board. You heard in the first hour discussion about how our stock market is tanking, and it's tanking in stages. You better get ready. And precious metals is really the way to go. This is the time to buy them. The price is at rock bottom lows. And you can get yours tomorrow by calling Steve Quayle, 406-586-4842. Again, that's 406-586-4842. And again, I want to remind everybody, get your news in 10 minutes or less. Red List News at redlistnews.com. We also post it to the commonsenseshow.com as well. And one more reminder, we want everyone to be prepared. And it starts with food. And we want you to visit our website at foodforliberty.com/Hodges to find the best prices, the best food, best availability. We got to-go packs. We got everything you need for your food needs. And now we have 6 months, same as cash. That is foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, one more thing I want to mention before we join Paul. I've talked about this briefly before, but I would like to hear from people at DaveHodges@thecommonsenseshow.com if the following things are happening to you when you visit our website for the show, thecommonsenseshow.com. People are telling me that they're trying to come in from Google and Yahoo and Bing on their search engines, and they're getting 504, 404 messages. This website's not available. Let me tell you, if you're one of these people, We've checked with our service provider. We haven't had one service interruption for a very, very, very long time. And, of course, we were getting that false, you got a virus message. Well, we went through that. We didn't have a virus either. We know people are messing with us, and we're pretty sure it's Google, because on my analytics program, my Google hits usually were averaging about 7,000 or 8,000 hits per day. They're down around 1,500, and that's a pretty good indicator of what's going on. So if you're having these kind of troubles, I'd like for you to drop me an email at DaveHodges@thecommonsenseshow.com and let me know what you're having, because I'm going to start gathering information and we may actually do something about this. Well, we are temporarily through our health segment, and we'll come back to it in, shall we call, part two. But Paul Martin contacted me today, Paul from RevolutionRadio.org, and great website, great stories, great news aggregate site. And Paul's been a storehouse of information for us since, probably for the past 18 months since I've gotten to really know Paul well. And he said, I got something for you. It's fairly big, and it matches what I'm being told from another area. And this is what got my attention, because when Paul spoke to me today, he said the magic words that I had heard uttered earlier in the day. So, Paul, thanks for joining us. And our time is kind of on the short side, so let's get right down to business. You've got an anonymous source that's very, very well placed that says bad stuff is ready to happen, and this may supersede the geoengineering Armageddon that's coming our way. Paul, go ahead.
Hi, Dad. Thanks for having me on. You know, we've all looked at this Planet X for years, and we've had so many stories on it, it's really been hard to piece it all together. But then we had, you know, Bob Fletcher and his video, and he was on your show. Mm-hmm. And I had heard sometime back that my source said they were planning, watching Planet X. And so I happened to have an eyeball-to-eyeball today, and they are, in fact, watching and expecting the arrival of Planet X. I don't have any timeline. The minute I get it, you'll have it. But it's the real deal. They just came back from the East Coast and from a meeting, and so it's the real deal. We don't know when. We don't know if the same sequence of events that, you know, happened the last time that the Planet X came by us, you know, things can change, but it is a real deal. I mean, we've been looking at all the underground storage facilities. We've been, you know, the stories, the pictures, the videos of the caves and where the truckers are backing in and loading stuff, and the stories from truckers telling us, you know, we don't know what's in the load. We just back up and they take it out. So, but, I mean, we've known for some time, and I have through my sources for 4 years, that something extremely big was going to happen. We just didn't know exactly what that big thing was. But my East Coast said, another source said earlier in the week, he said, however much food you've got, he said, double it. He said, how much ammo you've got, double it. He said, how much medical supplies you've got, he said, double it. He also said they're preparing, and this might just fit in, Dave, he said they are preparing for an event on the West Coast. So,
a terrorist event.
Didn't say what kind. He said he's just seeing the buildup for a major event on the West Coast. He did not say what, but it fits in with, you know, what I got today. So, like I said, the minute I get any kind of concrete timeline on this thing, you'll be the first to get it.
Well, Paul, you know, and we've talked about this privately many times, I have utmost respect for Bob Fletcher as a researcher. I think he's just terrific. He's proven himself beyond doubt through the years. I just don't know what to think about Planet X. I'm not saying I'm a naysayer. I'm not saying I'm a supporter. I'm saying I need more information. But about 2 hours before you contacted me today, I had gotten a similar report from somebody, and they said, Dave, we know you're not a big believer in this, but, and this is one of my more trusted sources, and they said, it's something that we need to pay attention to. And I will tell you what I was told today, and I'm going to put this out here for people to digest. I was told the reason that you can't track the path, and see, this is where I've really been skeptical, and I asked this question, the reason you can't track the path, because we should be able to see it inbound, should be able to track it, and also something this size would affect the bodies around it, so you'd see, you'd know of its presence by the gravitational effects it would have on other celestial bodies. And I was told that this is in and out of space. In other words, the operating hypothesis that these people were they're functioning on right now in terms of what they believe to be true is that Planet X is extra dimensional. In other words, it goes out of phase. It's in our dimension and it's out of our dimension. It's in our dimension, it's out of our dimension. Listen, I have no way of measuring this. I have no way of confirming this, so I certainly can't sit here and confirm this. But there is a reason why this won't go away. Now, it could be the next Y2K, but then again, too, I know some pretty credible researchers, Bob Fletcher, who are staking their reputations on this. What's your reaction to that, Paul? Have you heard anything about this being an extra-dimensional celestial body?
Nope, I certainly haven't.
Well, I called, physics is one of my hobbies, and I called one of my friends whose physics is his livelihood, which makes him much more knowledgeable than me, and I asked him a question, and I accidentally on purpose got it right. I said, seems to me, if this were true, if this event were true, you'd be looking at a black hole accompanying Planet X. And he said he's never been aware of us being able to track something like that in that fashion, but he said it makes a great deal of sense. And then this person I spoke with had an aha moment. He said, I wonder what the hell CERN is all about. And we had that discussion. Extra dimensional. Let's open up a portal. Remember they wanted to create a black hole, and a lot of people freaked out about it. I'd say watch CERN. If this is real, watch CERN over the next several days. Things might get interesting. So there you go, Paul. I've given you a little something to chew on here yourself for you to take back
very,
to some of your sources.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it was, but I'm in the big I don't know. We had Dane Wigginton on last hour, and what he was saying scared the living crap out of me, and he's talking about the geoengineering effects on the planet. And ultimately, it's going to be an extinction-level event. I can wrap my mind around this. I fully understand. I've looked at the science. He's right on the money. I just don't know the time frame, and I don't know how much mitigation we can accomplish. With this, I just feel like I'm kind of throwing something into the air and hope something comes back down that I can identify. And hopefully it won't be Planet X. Well, Paul, I thank you for letting me in on this today, as if we don't have enough things to worry about. I guess the Lord did warn us there would be things of danger, both seen and unseen. So this might be one of the unseen. So, Paul, thanks for joining us, and I will catch up with you soon, my friend.
All right. Hey, thanks, Dave. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you. That's Paul Martin from revolutionradio.org, and I would encourage you to visit his website often. He is kind enough to carry my articles, but he's got a whole plethora of articles out there if you want to be well informed. Katie, are you with us?
I certainly am. That was
interesting. Yeah, well, you know, I think after the show, I'm going to go hide under the bed for about 30 minutes here to kind of get used to the feeling. And it's just
I was
kind
just
of been
thinking of digging a hole in the backyard.
Yeah, this is a good version of scare the crap out of your radio. But let's I don't want to dwell on this because I want to deal in facts, and I had Paul come on because Paul's a trusted source. Paul has been right so many times in the past, I can't even count them. When we were dealing with the immigration thing over a year ago, he said this, 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 and this, and then a few weeks later, it was like a Steve Quayle prediction. This, this, and this happened. So I've learned never to take what he brings to me in a lighthearted manner, because he's extremely reliable. And I've come to rely on him to point me in the direction of many of the stories that I have followed. So anyway, let's leave that aside. Let's go back to this Dr. Toshiro. Am I saying his name correctly?
Toshiro.
Toshiro, yeah. Okay.
Toshiro.
That's my anglicized tongue speaking there. Dr. Toshiro. I want to know more about this process because this, you called it a nemonizer, I believe it was, and excuse me if I'm mispronouncing some of these things.
It's a memonizer. It's
memonizer, okay.
M-E-M-O-N-I-Z-E-R.
Am I correct to understand that this is an RF blocking device, an electromagnetic blocking device?
Well, what he explains, let's see if I can find that. What he explains about that is, see if I can find it in the article. He said it reverses, He said it reverses the electromagnetic direction. So the damage that an EMF does, it's vibrating in a certain direction. I believe this memonizer turns it in the opposite direction, so it's less dangerous to the human body, to the tissue. It says a memon device changes the direction of rotation of the electromagnetic frequency from that which is opposite to the body's natural state to one which is congruent. So it lessens the effects of the EMF. I had never heard of it, but you can get them from. I will post where you can get them from. There's an actual link. You can buy them on the web. You can look on the net for them. They run between $300 and $400, and you can get them for your home. But I'm going to look at that.
What do they look like? Are they like
Katie,
what do they look like? Are they like a wristwatch or wristband? Or?
The little wrist. Yeah, the wrist unit. I looked online, and yeah, it's like a little wristband. The one in the home, it's just, from what I saw, it's just a box. It's just a box that you have in your home. It's not a big machine like a fan or anything like that, but I'm definitely going to look into that. But this, everything that he's doing with Kathy is part of everything, what he studied with energy medicine. And the focus that I wanted to bring and that I've been bringing to the show is the difference between modern medicine and the holistic approach. And the holistic approach is going for the core. So all the moving parts of the human body must have all the other moving parts and systems working optimally for the entire machine to do what it was designed to do. So if you simply fix modern medicine, if you simply fix one part or mask the effects of one or more parts, the rest of the machine has to compensate for the dysfunctional system and eventually all wears out and quits. And the beauty of what I'm seeing here, I'm seeing this woman who completely committed to this process. She went in skeptically and she called it sci-fi. But the proof is that she's seeing changes in her life. She's lost weight. She's off two of the three medications. She's sleeping better without acid reflux. She's not getting up in the middle of the night. Things are changing, and that's rapid. And what will happen is some people respond very quickly. Some people respond slowly. She changed her diet. She drank more water. She got rid of... So her body is responding beautifully, exactly the way I've been encouraging and teaching in this this program, that it will respond. It was designed by God beautifully to, when it's fed the right things and given the right tools, it will turn because it's designed to heal. You know, I've said before, if you cut your finger and a couple days, you know, you treat it a little bit, and a couple days later you look down and you notice it's gone or it's almost healed up. You didn't have to think about it. That's innate intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's designed to elevate, to heal. And when you have chronic issues like this, I mean, just long, drawn out, and even emotional issues can have a drain on your organs and your body's systems. If you hold on to traumas and things like that, after time, if those aren't released, if there's a process of cleansing that out emotionally, it does break down your system. And that's part of the whole energy medicine. But I also wanted to say that Dr. Toshiro uses essential oils in many of his programs, and he uses it. He said, I do test doTERRA and find that they usually test strong after patients have been through several rounds of field control therapy remedies. So he does use essential oils.
What
essential
do you mean by field?
Essential oils are part of energy medicine.
Katie, let me interrupt you. What does he mean by field control therapies?
Field control therapy remedies are, I explained it earlier on, what he does is he'll test organs or body systems. And what he'll do is, remember I talked about that.
Okay, so the diagnostics.
The
okay,
plate
I got
that he has.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. And so then he's got these, the healthy tissue, and then he does muscle testing. And if you resist in a certain way, he can tell which systems are weak and which systems are strong. And this is one specific diagnostic tool that is really very accurate. He's guided by his instinct and by some of the tools. And that's why I love this therapy.
There's some external validity to what he's saying. Because I followed the work of Dr. Wayne Dyer quite a bit. Well, this is going to surprise the listening audience that I really go down this path. No, we're not all about geopolitics and the bad guys are trying to do us in. But remember my background. And Dr. Wayne Dyer has been a long-time favorite of mine. And he talks about these energy fields that we emit. And I know Ted Brower comes on before us, talks about this as well. Mm-hmm. And what Dr. Dyer talks about is some things promote positive energy and some things promote negative, repelling energy. And he mentioned like rap music, for example, being negative, repelling energy, while classical music, to use that example of music, is a positive attractor kind of energy. And this is what I'm hearing you say here with regard to this doctor's approach and his diagnostics.
Absolutely, and he's very finely tuned, it sounds like, here. And we talked about this, the energy medicine shows I did, if anyone wants to look them up, were the end of February, beginning of March. There were three of them. But what you say is so true. I mean, the words we use have power in them to heal. Even the scripture says, you know, words have the power to destroy or the power to give life. They've done, one of the shows I did here on the Common Sense Show a while back, was there was a some Japanese scientists and researchers used the word love next to these plants. They had these little sprouts, and they used words like hate and just really negative words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it affected the growth of the plant, because everything has vibration. Our thoughts have vibration. When we experience a trauma, it creates a vibration in our body, and if we hold on to that and it's a low vibration, a destructive vibration or frequency, and we don't let it go, whatever method we use, it begins to drag us down.
Yeah, negative emotions and...
Really, that's true. Music.
Right. Cleve Baxter was a guy who Art Bell used to interview a lot on this topic. And Cleve used to do these research projects where he'd play, you know, negative music and, you know, moody music and then bright music. And also cuss at plants, mm-hmm. say loving things to plants. And he found in mm-hmm. these controlled studies, it did affect their growth.
Of course it does. And I was just saying, with music, even with food, remember the show I did on food and behavior, saying that how many megahertz were in a Big Mac opposed to a fresh organic tomato? Much higher in the vegetables, and almost, it was dead. There was no frequency. I think it was 0.1 frequency in the McDonald's hamburger. So what you eat is actually changing your vibrations. Essential oils can change your vibration. I just got a bottle of rose oil. Rose essential oil has a 300, it's the highest megahertz essential oil that's ever been discovered. It's 350 megahertz, and I'm absolutely loving this oil. I feel the difference when I'm diffusing high frequency oils in the house, when I've got the phone going and the computer going, and I'll go outside and get some sunshine. I notice the difference. So yes, did you know, by the way, that Dr. Wayne Dyer, is it Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne Dyer without
Dyer?
The W.
What's his name?
Wayne Dyer. D-Y-E-R.
He died a month ago.
Yeah, I heard that too.
You know, he died a month ago. Yeah.
Died of leukemia.
So, but he did. He did do some great work. So, yes, and this all plays a part in our entire machine. What we put in it, what we speak, what we hear, the kind of people we're around. Are they miserable people? Are they happy people? Are they? It all plays a part in disease. It wears down the body. So you can, and it's great because you can change those things. You're not stuck in this system. You can change the way you live, the way you think, the words you speak, even the clothing. We went over that too. It was like polyester has 10 megahertz and wool has 1,000. So, or is it linen? We were talking about that. So the clothes you wear, everything affects your health. So I'm kind of going off in the weeds, but I find this absolutely fascinating. And if people want to get a hold of Dr. Toshiro, they can do that from my blog. It's up in the up. His contact information is up in the upper right corner. And there's the Dr. Yukovsky in New York. He actually trained Dr. Toshiro in field control therapy. So if this sounds like something you'd like to do for a chronic issue, or even a not so chronic issue, Dr. Toshiro specializes in autoimmune disease, and he has an amazing array of tools at his disposal. So,
well, Katie, go ahead and give out your contact information.
I just find it okay. Yeah,
okay,
my
contact information.
Everyone knows what I do, and if you don't know what I do, my specialty in the natural health world is essential oils. I know them, I use them, pretty familiar with them, I love them and trust them, and essential oils are one of the tools that I use, and you can find out how to get a hold of them, about them, how to use them, through my two places. My website is FamilyEssentialShop.com, and because of the FDA, I cannot send anyone directly to my oils website, but you can hit a contact form and shoot me an email and I'll send you the link to my website. You can watch videos and learn about them, or you can go to my blog, which has a lot of information on it, TheEssentialOilWell.blogspot.com. But to actually contact me to start looking into essential oils, you can call me at 720-630-3111. I'll do that again. It's 720-630-3111. And I'll send you some information about, I have a great book I'm giving away on essential oils. It tells you about the history, the chemistry, how to use the oils. It's a complete comprehensive book. So there's all kinds of goodies there. Give me a call or send me an email, and I will get back with you on that. So there's okay. many, many, many ways you can naturally heal, and there's tools out there, but if that's what you're looking for, contact me there.
Okay, Katie. That was quite the report tonight. In fact, I'm going to make a suggestion before I go on to the next item we're going to cover, and that is we need a refresher course in healing frequencies. I just think it's so complex but so fascinating and so very important. I think we need to go back over that again, so I'm putting my request in. Well, I want to take a moment here and talk about Kelsey Grammer, and I want to give a special Common Sense
okay.
show shout out to Kelsey Grammer, who played a kind of a loony psychiatrist on Cheers and then Frasier, and it was love the shows, great sitcoms. I mean, I don't watch much TV, but when I did watch those, they were good. But I'm looking at a picture at him right now on my website, on an article I've written, and the article is entitled "The Obama Administration Would Support Gun Ownership If Guns Were Used to Abort Unborn Babies." And Kelsey is... I wrote that. That's mine. And
oh, okay.
He's wearing a shirt that I picture here prominently. And it says, would it bother us more, and he has a picture of a gun, if they use guns, and underneath he has the name of this organization he's representing here on the shirt. It's called abort73.com. And, you know, we don't stop and think about much when it comes to abortion. We've been beat over the head. It's a woman's choice. It's a woman's choice. Well, if you're walking down the street and I walk up to you and blow your head off with a shotgun, I guess that's a man's choice, isn't it? Because the effect is about the same. And maybe I should sneak up behind someone I don't really care for and suck the brains out of their head, or maybe crush their skull with forceps like they're doing to these late-term abortion babies. And yes, they're babies. And in fact, let me give you a statistic that was just stunning as I was doing research for the article I wrote, and this is from abort73.com. Almost one, actually a little over one in five of these American murders of babies, one in five pregnancies are ending in murder. One in five.
Oh my God.
Wrap your mind around that, America. 21% of all pregnancies end with forceps crushing skulls and sucking the brains out of these fetuses. And then, of course, Planned Parenthood selling off their body parts. Boy, has that disappeared from the mainstream media. And we think that's okay?
Yes.
But the question I have, how long do you think God's going to continue to look the other way? As, you know, Bob talked about in the first hour, you know, about our moral compass. Well, how, I think this is right at the eye of the storm of our lack of morals in this country, that we can continue to accept these heinous, illegal, genocidal, make Nazis look good practices? Unbelievable. Anyway, I encourage you to go
up. We've become so numb to this, too.
Ugh. Numb is kind.
We're,
you know,
absolutely numb.
Mm-hmm. Numb is a kind term. I would say, you know, it's depraved indifference. Depraved indifference is what I would call it. Anyway, we're out of time. We will be back here next week at the same time. Please join us. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.